thanksgiving unto thee again, and worship thee in the beauty of holiness, and call upon thy name. For thy name is worthy to be praised above every name. And we can say with the psalmist, thou art my God. Thou art my strength. Thou art my fortress. Thou art my high tower. Thou art my hiding place from every storm. And how we praise thy name that we can run into thee. You said that thy name is a fortress and the righteous run into it and are safe. And how we thank thee and praise thee this morning that you do allow us to run to thee and to pour out our hearts before thee and to lay bare our hearts before thee. Because you delight in us, you love us with an everlasting love. Oh, we rejoice in this and give glory to thee because of who thou art and what thou hast done. Thou art God, and beside thee there is none other. Thou hast been pleased to manifest thyself unto us as our Father, as our Savior and our Lord and our Comforter. Thou hast been pleased to reveal thyself unto us by thy Spirit. Thou hast been pleased to take up thy abode within our hearts, and our bodies have become the temple of the living God. We praise thee for it. In the midst of this wicked and perverted generation in which we live, we can walk as lights, showing forth the praise of him who's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, giving thee all of the glory because thou hast said that you would keep us, you would never leave us, you'd never forsake us. And our Father, as we look at thy precious word this morning, write it upon our hearts. Our Father, may we never get away from it. Write it, we pray, upon our hearts. And may we rejoice in Christ our King, our Lord. And may we follow him all the days of our life. O Lord, may we hear thy word that you beseech us by thy mercies to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto thee, which is our reasonable service. And you desire for us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we might know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. O Lord, we delight in walking in that way that pleases thee. Our Father, our soul goes off to thee. We desire like the servant who does not want to leave his master. We do pray this morning that thou wilt take us to the post and drill through our ear that the world will know that we are a bond slave of Jesus Christ. Not only by lip, but by life. And our Father, that we will show those praises, show forth those praises. Our heart will sing and rejoice in thee. Our soul, Father, will go out after thee. So bless us and lead us and guide us this morning. Have mercy upon us and cleanse us. And deal with us in the way that only thou canst deal with us. For it is in Christ's name that we pray and ask.